extending this insight to what you own. 1. Internal phenomena, such as your mind and your body, belong to you and therefore are yours. 2. External belongings, such as your clothing or car, also are yours. 3. If the I does not inherently exist, what is yours could not possibly inherently exist. Balancing calm and insight. For the time being, alternate a little stabilizing meditation with a little analytical meditation in order both to taste the process and to strengthen your current meditation. 1. First, focus your mind on a single object, such as a Buddha image or your breath. 2. Use analytical meditation as described in the 4 steps for meditating on the nature of the I. 3. When you develop a little insight, stay with that insight in stabilizing meditation, appreciating its impact. 4. When that feeling diminishes a little, return to analytical meditation to reinstate feeling and develop more insight. Part 4. How persons and things actually exist. Viewing yourself as like an illusion. 1. Remember a time when you mistook a reflection of a person in a mirror for an actual person. 2. It appeared to be a person, but was not. 3. Similarly, all persons and things seem to exist from their own side without depending on causes and conditions, on their parts, and on thought, but they do not. 4. In this way, persons and things are like illusions. Then, 1. As you did earlier, bring the target of your reasoning, the inherently established I, to mind by remembering or imagining an instance when you strongly believed in it. 2. Notice the ignorance that superimposes inherent existence and identify it. 3. Put particular emphasis on contemplating the fact that if such inherent establishment exists, the I and the mind-body complex would have to be either the same or different. 4. Then forcefully contemplate the absurdity of assertions of the self and mind-body as either the same or different, seeing and feeling the impossibility of those assertions.